A number of persons in the full flush of the disaster would want to come to help you do an assessment. That is what they want to do. Well, we didn't need more than what we had to do the assessment. What we really need are people who can come and help us do designs over a particular period of time. So that if a fellow is just going to come and do a superficial assessment of Carlisle Bridge to see how the thing and to give a report and so on. Enough of that. What we want is people to sit down to design the rebuilding of Carlisle Bridge and to give us, to have a quantity survey also, to give us the quantities, the bill of quantities, so we can match that with the design and that you can have a, if a younger engineer does the design for the bridge, does so under the supervision of a more experienced engineer. We accept as being kind the offer, but it's not every offer you get. You're going to take it up. We have an offer from Ecuador, which we haven't put into the estimates because at the time of the supplementary estimates, they hadn't come to maturation. They want to do 2 or 3 bridges for us. We say, well, come down. Come and bring your engineers. They want to bring their Army Corps of Engineers. Bring your engineers. See what we have here and see which 2 or 3 you want to do for us. That is what I call something practical, hands-on, which you can get done for me. Somebody says, well, listen, I'm going to fund you an engineer, a senior engineer for 3 months. Or to send one for us whom we can fund reasonably for a 3-month period, a 6-month period. But better still, if you could get them for 2 years.